played well, you know, and did what we were supposed to do. Right. And that's beat Huntland.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're supposed to do is beat Huntland.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, we did what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, and it was pretty, you know, like I said, it was close until the second half. At the end of the second half, and then it was about the fourth.
It was. I mean.
Fourth quarter, and then it was kind of.
Well, I mean, we were unfortunate that, you know, we had, I don't know, three turnovers in the first half, driving the ball into their territory, and, you know, we just couldn't score, and we're playing well enough on defense to keep our offense in the game. We just weren't able to score until the second half.
Right.
We're able to explode on them. You know, but our kids really wanted to beat Huntland, which, you know, as you know, anybody here wants to beat Huntland.
Yeah,
so.
That's a big morale booster. Yeah. That's a big morale booster for us. And then the next game we played was McKenzie.
Yeah, McKenzie. They were the number one team in the state.
Right,
And they're all they're billed to be. You know, quarterbacks, legit. Tailbacks, legit. You know, he's got offers from UT and Ole Miss.
Wow.
And we didn't show up and play our best game. We didn't. Yeah. You know, and our kids will tell you that we didn't show up and play our best game, but they are probably the best team we've played all year.
Right.
So,
I think they're better than Federal City.
I mean, you hate to say they're better than them. You know, you take a 3.5-hour bus ride.
That's the thing. You know, you've been at school. You know where McKenzie is, Jason?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's kind of around Brewston.
Yeah.
Going that way.
Been there.
Right. Times. Yeah. But, you know, going on a 3.5-hour bus ride with a team that's as young as we are, you know, it's tough sometimes to be able to keep their mental focus and to know that, you know, how important this game is. Because, you know, if you get beat, it's over. And, you know, I think when you have a team as young as ours is, they know they got more games ahead of them.
Right.
So if things go south, you know, I've got two more years. I've got one more year. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not, you know, our kids played hard, but, you know, it was unfortunate. We didn't play our best football game that night. And you know, and I put that squarely on me. I didn't have them ready to play.
But regardless, even like we've talked about, the reason why you play hard teams and everything is because, you know, if you play hard teams, you learn something, whether as a coach and especially as a player.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you learn more from playing in a really, you know, aggressive and intelligent team, and then they beat you, you know. They beat you good.
No, I mean,
rather than learning, no one learns from a team that you won a lot from, and then you just blew them out.
Right. Okay? I mean,
that's the important thing to teach the kids. Hey, you know, hey, yeah, we lost. Okay, but look at all these things that, you know, look at all these things that we've learned.
And that's why we've played the schedule we've played this year. With, you know, which unfortunately we didn't play Bledsoe County. Cascade, Forest.
Yeah, I mean, Bledsoe would have been a hard – that would have been a hard one.
We're going to schedule 2A schools that you know, are as good. And me and Coach had talked about it. You know, he scheduled a game against Coffee County, you know, a Triple A or 4A, whatever they are now. You know, he came to me and we talked about it. And, you know, and he's like, I want to see where we measure up early in the year. And, you know, he's on the same page as all of us, is seeing where his teams measure up and, you know, hey, what do I need to get better at?
Right.
As a coach and as a team.
Well, you're only going to get better when you challenge yourself.
Yes.
And that's with not just in sports, but with everything in life. If everything's easy, you're never getting better.
Right.
Right.
And yeah, I agree 100%. You'll see that our non-conference schedule that we've got coming up is very tough. I mean, we're playing some of the better teams in the state. And in my experience, that's what makes you better, you know. And plus, it gives you a sense of pride. You go in there and play with them, and you learn with them. Those are the teams that make you better. If I play, for example, Coffee County, Tullahoma's, Lincoln County's. Heck, we got Oakland. We're going to play Oakland this year. One of the top teams in the state. We're playing them in a Christmas tournament. And you know, it shows you first as a coach when you schedule those teams. You know, non-conference. I'm trying to send a message to my players, hey, I believe in you, or I wouldn't be scheduling them, you know. And plus, it's fun to beat people you're not supposed to.
That's right.
You know, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
You know, and in my experience with Moore County, I've never known Moore County in any sport to shy away from anybody. That's one thing that's drawn me to
this community. And that's what I was saying. So you're from, you know, you're from Bedford County, mm-hmm. and you coached, you know, you did coach at Cascade. You coached Cascade girls. And so what was that transition? What was it for you that's said, you know, I want to come to Moore County? What was that?
Well, first of all, basketball has been real good to me. I've been fortunate enough to be with some great coaches, and it's put me in some spots that I can learn from. When I first went to Cascade, I didn't want to leave Bedford County because I had tenure, you know. I started my career at Liberty School Middle School. I coached boys and girls, both games Mondays and Thursdays, and I helped with Shelbyville Central High School on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the guy that was my coach when I was younger was Terry Looper. He was the principal at Cascade. So he called me up and asked if I was interested in the job. Long story short, I took the job. And so when we went and played, I've always been drawn to how much passion the community of Moore County has for all their athletics. And back when we played in the – you know, the Moore County played in a small gym. I mean, it was a hard place to come and play.
It was, yeah. It was.
I try to, you know, I remember just it'd be so hot in there, and they dress us down. We dress in somebody's classroom some night. We're trying to get back before the buzzer. Some, you know, depending on who's officiating, they'd put the ball on the floor because we couldn't get back in time, but. But I loved it. You know, I loved it. And I was fortunate in through some basketball camps that Coach Insel had at MTSU, a lot of the Moore County players would come, and I would work that camp. So, for example, I had Sarah Raby, I reached out to Sarah when I first got here, like, if you can come help my post players, you come on. And I would, you know. So I reached out to those kids, you know, when I first got here, and because I just love the passion that the Raider Nation has for all their athletics, and it's drawn me to it. And I don't live that far from here. I live 15 minutes from here. Just like I had somebody told me, said, I just live on the other side of Flat Creek. Somebody said, oh, heck, you live in Moore County, you just don't know it. So.
Right, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, as far as a teacher drive, that's the awesome – you know,
oh, I don't have to get behind any garbage trucks, school buses.
School buses, you're good.
When hay cutting season's going on, I might get behind some people, you know, cutting hay a little bit. But I like to drive. I'm about 5-6 good country songs from here.
That's what I'm. Hey, that's a good bit to have. Hey, and what is it that you have as far as this season? What are you preparing the girls for? So tell us about your style. You know, for those of you, because you know, we talked about how you coached against my sister and everything. That was 10 years ago, but what, for those it's new people, yeah, it was on, you're making me seem old.
I'm wearing this Moore County football hat that Coach White gave me to cover up the gray hair. I'm 49 years old, and I've coached basketball my whole adult life. Now, I tell you, I've been around some good kids, and I've got some really good players, which I don't think some of them believe. They don't know that they're good. I've got some kids that can play. And we've really worked hard. We had a great summer, played a lot of bigger schools, went to a lot of team camps. And last weekend we went to Wilson Central and played in a play day. And we won all our games down there. We beat Cannon County and Springfield and Red Bowling Springs and just play days. But now these are practice games, and we're going again this weekend back down there and play again. And so we're working hard. We're trying to play and, you know, do what everybody, all the best teams in the state are doing. And I try to come in with enough energy and bring the energy that the girls will, you know, catch on to it. And I'm probably a little bit different than what, you know, what they're accustomed to. For example, I'm a big music guy. I love music. I'll play music at practice in the beginning to get them moving. You know, these girls probably never know who AC/DC is in their life. The first couple practices, we're jamming AC/DC.
Well, and that's a funny story because he came to me one day because he had his PE class doing it. He goes, I'm telling you, when I play AC/DC, these kids move fast.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm doing it with my girls' basketball team. So,
I mean, when you're doing drills, going full court and doing drills, it's hard. You can't drag around if you're listening to Shoot the Thrill. You know, so I just to try to get him in a different gear. Now, when I don't do it all the time. I kind of do it as a reward type thing. But, you know, I just want them working hard. We've been working really hard. We play man-to-man defense.
Right. So how's your defense? Is it more of like that man? Yeah, or just all mostly man-to-man, you'd say?
No, I change defenses some. But right now we're working on – early on I really want to get – because a lot of your fundamentals that you do on like closing out and pressuring the ball – in man-to-man, I want to do it when we do go zone. You know, I don't want to stand back. I don't want I said zone is just not let's stand here and hope these kids can't hit a three-pointer. No. I mean, I want to pressure the ball all the time. And in the past, I've pressed a lot, you know, but I'm trying to – when I feel comfortable that we can stop the ball from 24 feet and in – then we'll start stretching the defense because sometimes I don't want us to foul in places that I know they're not going to take a shot from, you know. So we're doing pretty good at it.
So
now.
You're talking
trying
like
to get them to communicate, talk. That's a lot. You
that,
know?
That is a lot. Yeah, it takes experience. I'm doing like I said the south side. Like it takes a lot for them. Like the little kids, hey, get your hands up. Talk to each other. Yeah. They won't talk to. They just look at you, and I'm like. You guys have got to talk to each other. I can't do all the talking.
And bless your heart for coaching young people. Don't realize how hard. I have a lot of some of my favorite coaches in basketball are the guys that started young and worked their way up. You know, not everybody can be a superstar at their school, their alma mater, and then come back and be a coach.
Right.
You know, those guys like Frank Martin that's at South Carolina, and he's coached every level.
He started in junior pro.
Yeah, Bo Ryan and some of those guys, they started and worked their way up. You know, I like it. You know, when you got to catch, you got to start with kids who can't catch the ball. When, you know, when they can't, then and you work your way up and you see the light bulb turn on for the kids, then you're hooked. It's hard to say no, and you'll coach forever. And so if you're teaching and coaching now, welcome to the madness, because you'll probably be on the other side of the microphone. Yeah. You don't know it. You're going to be on the other side of this microphone.
He'll be interviewing you.
I coached soccer one year, so I know.
That's good. Well, you know, Coach, we're glad, Coach Spencer, to have you here, and we're excited for the first game. When is the first game?
We play Coffee County the 19th in a Hall of Fame game at Coffee County.
The 19th.
Yeah, next Friday.
Yep. Next Friday. Yep, do you know what time that will be?
6 o'clock. Our girls play 6, and boys play at 7:30.
Okay. So it would be at Manchester. So this is the first game we're playing Coffee County.
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be an awesome game. That's going to be an awesome game to come out for. And like I said, we're proud. And one of the things that – and even when Rachel was playing against you guys, we always knew how competitive you were, how bad you always wanted to win as a coach. You were always a coach for sure that was standing up and then always telling, like, you never gave up till the whole game was over.
I'm just a competitive guy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I want to win at anything I do. Every hobby I got's got something to do with some kind of, you know, having to win at it. But my wife gets on to me a lot, especially like me. I come to a four-way stop, and I'm at the same time. I got there the same time as you. I want to go first. She told me, like, she's had some health issues, and she's had surgery. I've been driving her Jeep. And, you know, she'd make sure, you know, she tells me, don't you wreck my Jeep. You get a four-way stop trying to, you know, dart out in front of somebody. But that's just how I am, you know. But I want the kids to know I'm there. I stand up for them, you know. I'm passionate about it, you know, and It's funny. I talked to an official that's a friend of mine, and he told me, he goes, are you sure that your personality and the Moore County fans are going to work? Right. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? He goes, you're fiery. They're fiery. He goes, you know,
County fans are fiery.
I love it. I love it. I want them. I want them there, and I want them fired up. And because I want our – when you come to Lynchburg, I want the home court advantage. And I'm excited. We get to host the district tournament this year.
Wow, that's the first time ever. Yes, that's the first time ever. Wow.
And because for years when – like when your sister played and they were loaded, then they'd have to go to Motlow and play.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we had to go to Motlow.
They were traveling.
Yeah.
And even though they should have been playing at home, and that probably, if it didn't work out that way, they probably have more gold balls in the trophy.
Yeah, case. Yeah. It does make an impact. Yeah, it does make an impact. But that's going to be cool, super cool this year that we actually play a district game. It's been basketball. So we got Coach Watt here and Coach Spencer, and guys, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. See next, get this right. Next Friday
at Coffee County High School.
6 o'clock.
I know my basketball. All right, thanks everybody for watching the show.
Right, thanks, Benji.
Thank you.